Chapter 1. Hey, twerp. Blaine flicked her blonde ponytail and then shook a blue and white pom-pom in my face. Following her lead, my adoptive sister, Olivia, copied her friend, ponytail toss and all. Yeah, what's up, dork? I rolled my eyes at them and stepped aside to let them pass me in the hallway. According to my lab experiment in Mr. Bennett's science class, between the two of them, there wasn't enough brain power to illuminate a single light bulb. Not a standard one either. I'm talking 4-watt nightlight. And what was up with the twerp and the dork? Watching those Mean Girls reruns again, have you, ladies? I joked, pushing my glasses tighter against my nose and raising my eyebrows. Who you calling ladies? Olivia snapped. And it was Pretty Little Liars, not Mean Girls, weirdo. Mean Girls is so 100 years ago. Actually, the movie premiered April 30th, 2004. You're off by over a decade. See what I mean? Olivia looked at Blaine and shook her head in disgust. Could she be any weirder? I can't believe my parents adopted her. Honestly, Blaine, you have no idea what it's like to live with an artistic savant. I rolled my eyes skyward before settling them on Olivia's perfect face. First, the word you're looking for is autistic, not artistic. And second, savant is pronounced like want, and not like ant or pant. Who cares? She roughly brushed my shoulder and the two crossed the threshold into Olivia's den of darkness, slamming the door behind them. Is she really autistic? I heard Blaine say. She looks normal-ish. I didn't hear Olivia's answer because by then I was halfway down the hallway. Despite what Olivia said, I'm not an autistic savant, which the dictionary defines as a person affected with a mental disability who shows exceptional skills in mathematics or music. As a matter of fact, I pretty much suck at both math and music. Unless, of course, we're referring to my ability to listen to music. In which case, I do okay. But it's not as though I'm normal either. Medical books list me as MS. It's short for Minor Shisby. And I'm number 13. Make that unlucky 13. I'm the 13th documented person in the world to have something called HSAM, Highly Superior Autobiographical Memory. I'm also the last documented case, unless someone else has come out of the HSAM closet that I don't know about. Having HSAM doesn't make me a genius or anything, and it doesn't give me a photographic memory. It just means I can recall any information personally linked to me, the things I saw or heard, how things smelled or the way I felt. Not that there's anything super fantastic to tell so far. At 13, I think I'm stuck in a commercial break and all the good stuff must happen in the second half of the show. I can recall, with complete accuracy, all the memories of my life, stored in my brain like information on a computer hard drive and with the ability to retrieve them in an instant, whether I want to or not. Not my actual birth, of course. That would be a stretch. Not to mention gross. But beginning the day after my first birthday, when my birth mom held me in her arms and knocked on the door of the Children's Home Society of Chicago, crying to the woman who answered that she just couldn't keep me anymore.